is Damien from Marketing Food Online, and I have a really quick question. What is 2019 and these books and you have in common? And I'm going to cover that right now on Marketing Food Online. Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day as always. So I'm going to get into the five books that I was talking about in the intro there. And I want to give you guys five different food businesses along with these great resources to figure out for 2019 what would be a great food business for you to get into, or creating and developing a food product that you may want to get into retail stores or get them online. So let's jump right into it. As you saw in the intro, there's five specific books that I want to cover. These books have actually been books that I've read over the years, and of course, they've helped me along the way with certain types of businesses that I've started. And it's also helped me get, for instance, the catering book has helped me understand the business of catering. When we owned and operated, my wife and I had an Italian bakery. We actually had, we catered events with sandwiches, different desserts, and different types of products that we made in our bakery. So over the years, I've actually had experience catering events locally here. And of course, once we got into our commercial facility and we started to get online, we've had a huge opportunity to develop a lot of products that we've actually make ourselves. And to this day, we've got hundreds of products on six different selling platforms that we sell online. So let me hop right into it. So one thing you want to know definitely before you jump into any of these food businesses is to really find something that you are passionate or excited about, something that you can see yourself doing all day long, every single day, day in and day out. So the number one tip to find a food product or a food idea or food business, please try to find something that you are really excited about and passionate about. And it doesn't have to be a bunch of different food items. It can literally be just one food product that you make in several different ways, but you love making it. And you love the idea of trying to make money and making a profit from it, that would be my first tip, okay? Now, the next one I would say is you need to be realistic with your goals. When you want to set a goal, when I first started my business, the goal that I really wanted to do is I wanted to have enough business coming in that I could support my family and I could take care of the things that I found that were truly important to me and taking care of them, and day in and day out, having the opportunity to take time off or to take a trip or to go somewhere or to do something whenever I felt like I wanted to do it was really important to me, and it was something that was my first initial goal. And of course, now that we've reached that, we set higher and higher goals. So now we want to just make more sales. We want to grow our business, and we've continued to do that. We literally started, I started my online business on eBay with about 10 or 12 items, and we literally sold, I think the first few months was about $30 or $40 worth of product. Now we're well past six figures, and we've sold on Etsy, we've sold on Amazon, we've surpassed six figures annually on those platforms now. So every year we increase our sales and we increase our products and the different things that we do. We also do a lot of corporate events, we do a lot of weddings. So the goals have gotten bigger and larger and we've attained them, but it takes time. This is not something that I've done overnight, and I'm not going to lie to you, this has not been something that's really easy to do. It's a very big challenge to get up every day. Figure out how to grow the business, how to grow our presence online, even growing our YouTube channel. So in the midst of running six businesses on the internet, I also run our YouTube channel, and I have multiple YouTube channels. So I don't say this to gloat or to boast about what I do, but it has taken me time to develop what we have been able to do. So give yourself time and be patient, because realistically, businesses do not start out big. They have to grow to become big and big and big. So with that being said, let me jump right into it. The first book is by Entrepreneur Press. This is actually a startup book for food truck businesses. And I'll put it there for a second. And again, I'll have the links down below for this. This is a great book for beginners when you're looking to figure out if a food truck is something that is something you can end up doing or creating or developing or starting on your own. I would highly recommend you definitely read this book if you're looking to get into the food truck business. It can be a up and down type of business because of the seasonality plus your location and a lot of other factors that come into play if you wanted to have a truly successful food truck, it can be a gigantic challenge to operate one of these profitably, as well as operating it year-round. Certain parts of the country, of course, with weather, depending on the type of event you go to, your menu, the quality of your food, how fast you can get the food to the customer as they wait. There's a lot of variables that come into play when you want to create a food truck and you're not really, really familiar with how it works. Before you start dumping 50 or 60 grand or 100 grand into a food truck itself and getting it set up with all of the necessary equipment, read that book. It would definitely give you some insights. Don't let that be the only book you read, though. Definitely check online. There's a lot of great resource videos on YouTube about people who have actually given their testimony on how they started a food truck and either were successful or realized that it wasn't something they wanted to do. Now, this next book is actually for any food business. This is a fantastic book, The Entrepreneur's Starter Kit. This is 50 things to know before you start a business. It's not very thick. It's only about 250 pages, which is kind of small. But it's very to the point, and it is a fantastic book for any entrepreneur who is getting started. You can apply all of this information definitely to a food business, but this can encompass any other type of business you want to get into. This is a book that I started reading about 3 months ago, and it has a lot of great pointers. There is a lot of actually information in here that I ended up finding out. These are the same type of questions I wish I had answered before I started, but definitely something you want to check out. Get a copy. It's a paperback. And again, you can get these used. I'll put a couple links in the description. It makes it easy for you to find it, and you can check it out. Now, the next book that I have that I want to show you, this one is something that has led me in the direction of a couple of other business ideas that we may be developing in 2019 ourselves. I would definitely tell you the third tip I would give you for 2019 is to be open-minded about the types and as many businesses as you can come up with. And now what I mean by that is that a lot of times food entrepreneurs will get stuck on one particular product, like a food item, a recipe, one single recipe that maybe they make just a couple of different ways with the different flavors or what have you. There's nothing wrong with that, but keep yourself open to the idea of different revenue sources, different businesses that can be open specifically even online. They don't even have to be a brick and mortar. You don't have to invest in a restaurant or cafe, but different ways to sell a product and different ways to market it online that would allow you to have multiple revenue streams. The one thing that being an entrepreneur has taught me for the last 11 years is I am so glad that I don't rely on one paycheck. When I used to work at my retail store in a retail business, I had that mindset, and the mindset was a paycheck. And that was my only source of income. And when something happens to that, well, you're kind of in a really tough bind. I no longer have that. We actually have 13 sources of income now. And I continue to grow and learn more about it and try to generate other sources of revenue upon that. So we've created these revenue sources relatively recently. So they are just in the fledgling beginnings, but I'm understanding how that works and what that means to have multiple sources. So I don't rely on this one platform. I don't rely on this platform. And I also don't rely on just one YouTube channel. We have multiple YouTube channels. So there's a lot of different ways now that I'm understanding that you can create revenue sources other than one paycheck. So whatever you do, definitely keep that in mind. This is a great eye-opener that will help you out understand, of course, the beginnings of a business. But always keep your mind open to other possibilities and other ways that you can kind of monetize who you are and what you know and what you do, okay? Okay, really quick. This is the third one. This is another one from Entrepreneur Press. I love their books. Overall, their books are pretty well written. The only thing about a lot of the information is over time, of course, over the years, 1 to 2, even 3 years down the road, a lot of this information has changed and evolved, but it's always good to get started somewhere and to read some of their books, because all knowledge and all information that you can gain is always beneficial. So this one is 55 Surefire. This is food-related businesses. And these are also ones that you can start under $5,000. So 55 different ideas that are related to food that you would have probably never even thought of, but you can actually start them for less than $5,000. When I started my retail bakery and my brick and mortar, we dumped a lot. $5,000, I had a sandwich prep table that cost me almost $5,000. That was our panini. We had paninis that we offered through the panini press and stuff. So the sandwich prep table alone was nearly $5,000. So if I had known what I knew then, that old saying, of course, we probably wouldn't have done it the way that I did. But it was okay because I've learned from that. So this is a great book as well. Number four. This is another great one. This is about a startup business as well. And it's the restaurant and five other food businesses. And again, this is another one, not to sound redundant, but from Entrepreneur Press, it is restaurants and five other food businesses to start. And it's great because this does give you, this is a very step-by-step book. It gives you those five examples, but it also gives you the steps, depending upon which one you want to take a look at or pursue. It'll give you those 1, 2, 3, 4 step process, which is great. It breaks it down and makes it really simple to understand. So the last one I want to get into, and of course, as you know, I try to keep my videos really short and sweet and to the point. This book is huge. This book is something that literally covers this topic in an amazing way. The detail is mind-boggling. It is almost like the size of a dictionary. It is a little pricey. Even if you find a used copy, it is a little pricey, but it is well worth the investment. As I mentioned before, I have my little desk here. As I mentioned before, and I'll get into what this book is, we did catering through our brick-and-mortar Italian bakery, and we did like sandwich platters, and we did a lot of banking events for banks, local banks, local corporate offices and businesses and such. So this book was really, truly handy, understanding literally every dynamic of this topic. And the topic is catering. If you want to start a catering business and you kind of know some super basic ideas about how it works, this book, which I'll hold up in a second, is over 600 pages. It also comes with a CD-ROM. You know, of course, you have a little disc there to show, but CD-ROM, and this is the book. It is very thick, and I can tell you, see the size of it? Okay, and the reason why I say that is that when I say this is detailed, it is amazingly detailed. This is called the Professional Caterer's Handbook. You may have heard of it, maybe you have or you haven't. But if you want to cater, and you want to cater any type of food, it doesn't matter the type of food you're serving, this will walk you through literally everything you need to know and then some. It tells you how to set up banquet halls. It tells you where to buy the products from. It gives you resources. It is literally like the dictionary, okay? It's huge. 600 pages. It's a very heavy book. It is hardbound. But again, it is the Professional Caterer's Handbook. So this book I wanted to show you because even if you start something local, even from your home, most places, most states, as far as the cottage food law really quick, doesn't allow you to do catering from your home, but you can create a business. Most states will allow you to form the business at your home, but you can utilize a commercial kitchen for the food prep and then take it to your facility. So this, by the way, will tell you and show you how to do that and walk you through the process. Like I said, this was a huge asset. I still read it today. I don't necessarily do any catering now because we are 100% online, but back in the day when I had the business, it was definitely something worth reading. And like I said, all of these books have a lot of information that is truly useful. And I would highly recommend it to you. I don't recommend books on my channel that I don't read. So these are ones that I have read. And again, they're very short and sweet, to the point. So going into 2019, if you're going to set the goal to start a food business, develop a food product, or create a catering business of some kind, these resources, these books will give you a great understanding of how to get started and to get the ball rolling. So with that being said, I want to wrap it up and keep the video short and sweet. If you have a few minutes of time, definitely check out the links down in the description to see these books that you can get online. You can get them used. Like I said, they're not a huge investment, except for the last one is brand new. I think the book is like $200, $170, $180 new. But you can get it for probably around $60 to $70 if it's in good condition, of course. But it's well worth it, the amount of information that is on there. So, like I said, guys, going into 2019, don't just make the new year an opportunity to set the goal. Make the new year an opportunity for you to actually achieve it and to do it. Don't get overwhelmed with the idea that you have to create it at the beginning of the year and by mid-March or mid-April, you've got a business up and running and it's profitable. That's not being realistic. Set realistic goals, but always take little steps to achieve bigger ones, okay? There's nothing wrong with thinking big and acting small when you first start a business. Don't get discouraged and don't get overwhelmed by all of the information and things you have to do. Just take it one step at a time. If you have to get a business license and that's your first step, well then go get your business license. Figure out what it is that you need to do to make that happen. You're working out of your home. Find out what you can make from home and what you can't make so then you can figure out, you know what, maybe I need to get a commercial kitchen. So distinguish the type of food business that you want to do first. From there, then incorporate yourself. Get yourself some insurance to cover yourself, also to protect your business and yourself. And then slowly but surely begin to find out the things you need to know. And if you don't know it, ask. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. Every goal that I've ever attained, even from the beginning over the last 11 years, I've slowly realized that it was something that it would take time to do. It's not something that's a get rich quick or something that's going to happen overnight. So I'll see you guys in the next one. I've got about 4 or 5 other videos coming up before the new year. And they're going to cover some great topics on how to set the goals and literally achieve them. Nothing very vague. It's something that's very to the point and precise and things that I've learned and how I set the goals and even goals that I still set today and how I can achieve them and get them done. Food businesses can be a huge challenge to get up and to be profitable. But I can tell you if it's something that you're truly passionate about or something that you enjoy doing, that is more important initially than making a profit, is to get passionate about something and get it up and running. And then from there, as you grow and as you scale the business, the money, trust me, it will come. So I'll tell you, take care, guys, and I'll see you. If this helped out, please, as always, give me a big thumbs up. I appreciate the feedback. If you have questions about any of these books or any questions about setting goals for 2019, let me know down below, and I'll see you.